This is No Pink Spandex, episode 39, for Saturday, April 7th, 2007.
Hi guys.
Yes. So.
Hi.
Yes. Wait, that's not Jer. Wait, who is that voice?
No.
Jer got a sex change. No, I'm just playing. I'm kidding.
Okay.
So today we have a special guest. Her name is Karen. Say hi, Karen.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. This is my first time.
That's good.
So it's,
you know,
all chicks. All chicks. Yeah. There are no packages. In this podcast today.
And it's kind of fitting because it's Pirate in Pink, so it's a rose episode.
It's a chick episode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the chicks. So yeah. What happened? How did it start?
Tell me how it ended. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, because Jetix only showed part of it, you know, most people haven't seen all of it, so.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I mean.
But there is a complete episode out there.
Yeah, they're stupid. I don't understand, like, why Jetix, like, hey, here's the full episode, but we're gonna give you half.
Yeah.
Let's cut out the middle. Like,
yeah.
That was stupid, but.
Not only do they give you half, but, like, they showed the ending, too, so, I don't know.
Yeah, the end.
I know, like, that, like.
The ending made no sense.
Yeah. So anyway.
But yeah, so actually it began. How did it begin? Damn it, I loved
it. It began with them going down the beach going, yeah, it's St. Lucia. Yeah, well, we have a map, so yeah, we're finding pirate treasure.
Yes, yes. Everyone's acting stupid as usual. No. Okay, rather, Dax was acting stupid as usual. He's like, we're gonna find pirate treasure. You know, and then
stop
like,
giving the boy sugar. I'm serious. That's what he sounds like. He's on.
You've seen the premiere, like, since the premiere, right, Karen?
Yeah, I have. I've seen all of them since the premiere, but I don't really pay attention most of the time, I have to admit, so I'm sorry.
So, unfortunately, we do, so yeah. We have to.
I have it on, like, I have it playing, and I'm just, like, listening to the audio most of the time. But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, even bad when.
You still have to hear Dax, though.
Huh? What?
But you still have to hear.
Yes,
Dax.
I still do, unfortunately.
He is not representing your peoples properly.
Sorry.
You need to, like, cut him down. You need to cut him. Cut him loose.
Yeah.
He's trying to be bridge, and he's. Yeah.
It's not working. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, but, like.
No.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I. Damn it! Stop! I am in me at the. I'm recording! I'm sorry. Wait. Okay.
Bye. Lisa, I downloaded these things for you, and you're not paying attention. No, I'm just kidding.
Right now.
I'm kidding.
Not.
If it's Jer, kill him.
No, it's not. It's not. Someone else. Yeah, so yeah, it started out with, like, Mac was telling, like, the story about, you know, what is it?
Brownbeard.
Like, pirates and whatever, yeah. And then Rose is like, well, I read it in a book, and he was just a common thief, and yada, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, snap, Mac and Rose throwdown. That was nice.
It was the first time I've ever seen them fight, but it was kind of funny.
I think it's good because, like, they're the only two characters I really actually can stand and can really like.
Yeah.
So. I think that's the same for the fandom.
Yeah.
Will's not too bad, but he has his moments.
He's not too bad, so. Yeah. I don't know.
Because when he doesn't talk, he's not talking about working alone.
He has his hits and misses, but overall, he's not Dax, so. he's not that bad. Yeah.
it's like a leaps and bounds over Dax.
Yeah.
Leaps and bounds.
And
so
Ronnie wasn't overly annoying in this.
No, she wasn't. Yeah.
she also didn't have much lines to say.
Which was a good thing.
Yeah. She was like, okay, who wants to go in the creepy cave? And I'm like, just stop.
Is she is she trying to be the Japanese equivalent of her character? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, I think that they started out like her being all cool and, oh, I'm rough and tough and I drive cars, and then they just made her into some ditz. I mean, not a ditz, but like,
she's just too enthusiastic sometimes.
She's like Dax. They're like brother and sister.
Yeah.
But yes.
She's okay. She's better than him. Sorry, I keep on bashing him, but
no, that's fine.
Because he's misrepresenting your peeps. That's what happens. Yeah. You need to cut him.
Wait, was the actor for him like an actual stuntman on the show? This is like totally going off on a tangent, but
you know, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know, but the kid can't act. I'm sorry.
I know that's. I'm wondering why he got cast. I hope.
No, because they keep running out of people on the damn island, New Zealand.
This makes me
like.
Well, then come back to the U.S.
I think they went to London. I mean, because like Will's actor and Rose's actor is from London, from England rather. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, okay, they went to England to, you know.
Well,
so why don't they go to other places instead of getting these people from the same damn island?
Well, Rose's actor,
New Zealand.
Rose's actress and Mac's actor are pretty nice. So compared to some of the Rangers that have been,
they need to go back to America.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
No offense, but
Spencer though, wherever they found him, good, whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you can't really go wrong with Spence.
Yeah.
You know, he's all
good.
I like
Spencer.
But oh, there was like no Andrew.
Oh, I know.
In this
big
episode.
Disappointment. No. I'm kidding. Lisa and I talk about stuff. Yeah, about him.
Oh, we know Lisa's obsession with Andrew Hartford.
You know what? He is eye candy. Eye candy. I was obsessed.
He just likes
Here
him
we go again.
He wears Tommy's clothes.
No! Not true! Even though it helps, not true! Not true!
Yeah. Jarrah said that. I agree. I think he's wearing his clothes.
No, I mean, okay, the man did steal his clothes, and it was like, okay, dang, all right, you guys need to, like, step back. But, hey, he's a looker. He's a looker. And you need the eye candy.
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything, Lisa. Come on.
That's exactly the point. So at least put him on the screen for eye candy. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know, like, take off his shirt once in a while, work on something, and
yeah.
Do his thing.
And you want to grease him up like a pig, don't you?
Show off the pecs. Show off the pecs.
I dare you to say this at the con. No. Just kidding.
I will.
Okay.
I will. I will. I will take you on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, good.
Shoot.
She just wants me to come, that's why. No, just kidding.
No, dude, I want somebody to come.
You better go, or else I'll kill you.
Who, me?
You too, but I will cut both of you if you don't go.
I told you.
Seriously.
I was coming. Come on.
Okay, good. Because it better happen, first of all, and yeah, that's all I gotta say.
But, yeah, one good thing about this whole episode, Norg the Yeti was not in sight. It was not there. I'm happy. He's useless.
Yeah.
He's useless.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah,
Norg wasn't there. Floresis wasn't there. Moltar wasn't there. It was just Miratrix. Okay, she's getting on my nerves. Miratrix is. She's like, yeah, baby.
I don't think she can act very well either.
Yeah.
Yeah. She should not be a villain.
No.
She should just, like, you know, be eye candy for Dax. You know, like, keep him quiet. And then let the rest of the Rangers do what they gotta do.
Right.
She should have. I knew it. Dax should have pulled a Jack. He should have.
What did?
Way in the beginning.
Now I'm lost.
Just quit the team.
SPD.
No, okay, SPD, right? I'm gonna tell you the end even before you see it, so it's gonna be, like, kinda whack. But.
Okay.
So, in the. So, like, it's like the second to last ep or whatever. or the third to last episode, whatever. And then Jack is, you know,
Jack the Red
sees
Ranger.
This girl.
Yes, I know them.
Yeah, the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Jack sees this girl, and, you know, he's all, like, taken aback. He's like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. And they start spending time together, but it takes away from the team. And then Jack is like, yeah, man, should I be on the team? Should I not be on the team? You know, I want to go back to
and
being my old thievery self or whatever.
And this is the Red Ranger. Yes, this is Matt.
The leader. Right? Like in the finale, he's, like, thinking about quitting the team, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so literally, I remember this one scene where it was Jack and Kruger, and they were captured on Grum's ship.
Uh-huh.
And then Kruger's like, you know, so yeah, you thinking about leaving SPD? And he's like, oh, yeah, should we be talking about this right now? He's like, yes. That hard. And so, basically, like, Jack makes up his mind right there that he's going to be leaving SPD after, like, they beat Grum and crap. You know, so basically,
well,
that's
if
what
they
happens.
Beat Grum, God, it's like they know that they're going to beat him, you know?
Right. You know, so it's like, that's what happens. Jack ends up leaving SPD. He goes back to, like, doing his, like, you know, the streets thing, uh-huh. helping out poor people, whatever, whatever. But I'm like, you seriously left SPD? You seriously had this realization after all this crap for some chick?
Yeah.
It was a huge cop-out.
Right. They could have ended it better than that. Or made the reason better, so...
Basically. Yeah. So Dax, literally, that's the same. It's the same thing with Dax. It's like he met a chick, you know, they spent time together, taken away from the team. Dax should have left.
Yeah,
Dax should have left and quit.
But that was her point, though, was to get him away from the team. So that was her plan.
Yeah.
I know. And
yeah.
He should have left.
Should have
leave. Quit. Go back to being movies. Go back to being a stuntman and being king for a day. And
oh, God. King.
You know?
You know, when I heard that, I went, wait, what? What did he say?
Yeah, I didn't catch it at first, but yeah.
No, I know, I caught it, and I'm like, wait, what? You were in what? And I know that's not everybody's favorite episode because it's been shown so much, but it's still one of my all-time favorites. So, I don't care.
For the Tommies. She loves the Tommy spandex.
Shh. Shh. Don't tell the secret. Come on.
Hot red spandex. To Jules.
Stop it, Lisa. I know you do it too.
Hey, I don't hate. I don't lie about it. You're like, shh. I profess my love.
You know I'm kidding. Everybody knows.
But yeah, let's get back to the episode. Oh my gosh. Like, we went on a
Dax
tangent.
Yeah, we
go. And
it's okay.
Thanks, Karen.
No.
Thanks, Karen.
Well, naturally, girls go off on tangents, so...
Yeah,
that is true. We talk about all this makeup and boys and eye candy. So. That's all we talk about, and we paint our nails and you know, and talk on the phone for hours.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, my God.
So, Katie, this is Lisa with a headache. Then I can't imagine. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, I think the last time I had a headache, I was, like, on crack. I think that's what it was. I was really, literally on crack.
She
that's
was literally
happened.
A crackhead, so.
I'm going to stab Katie. I'm going to stab her with rusty forks. I'm going to come after you. I will cut you! So.
Sorry, you walked into it.
Yeah, that's what happened. I think it's the medication.
It's the meds.
So, okay, all right, back to business. So... wait, what are we talking about?
We got
about?
Into,
oh, yeah,
like,
Dax
2 minutes
was...
of the thing.
I know, that's true.
Okay.
So, all right, Max Rose throwdown, right? And then the team is all getting excited with Max's hysteria or whatever, so they go look for the thing.
Yeah, and Rose's getting all pissed.
And then they get to the cave, and Ronnie's like, who wants to go in the creepy cave? And I'm like, who wants to stab Ronnie? And, and then they go in the cave, and then they meet Brownbeard.
Arg.
Arg. Insert really bad pirate. Arg. You know?
Pirate lingo.
And what else happens? Oh, yeah, then he starts, like, you know, hitting on Rose mad hard.
And Rose is like, ew.
That's, like, creepy. I mean, like, you know, it's something, like, to date someone, like, older than you, but, like, to say date someone dead, that's not
But,
Come on, dude.
No, I know.
But he had ulterior motives. Like any
yes.
guy has ulterior... No, just kidding.
But hey, he got in her.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, let's not go there. Let's
Lisa,
not go there.
Lisa! Bad!
Oh, man.
It's true!
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
But the thing is, he wanted her to have fun, but he actually took control of her, so how is that letting her have fun?
Because she's aware of being there?
No, she wasn't when he came out.
I wasn't sure exactly what was...
But...
Yeah, I mean, it was weird when she said that, like, huh? What am I doing here? What's going on? You know? And then, like, at the end, she was like, yeah, she loved to be a pirate.
So is that revealed in the missing portions?
No. It was revealed at the very end that she liked being a pirate.
Oh.
Right. That's the part you saw.
But see, that completely, that's, like, a jump between... I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. So...
Yeah.
I don't know. Minor detail.
Thinking about it. I mean, like, I got caught up in, like, the whole, like, her being a pirate, and it was awesome, and she was kicking butt.
Yeah.
And I was like, yay! Pinky's kicking butt! Pinky's kicking butt! But I love the Pink Ranger!
But when Brown Bear, you know, went into Rose, and she let out that first, arg, I went, oh, yes!
Yeah.
Because I knew something was gonna happen.
Yeah.
That was to
awesome.
She's
it was awesome.
Yeah, she's actually, like, a really good actress, like, to show that range, so... that
right.
Was
yes.
Yeah.
This is why I love Rose, and she's my boo, okay? Just let everybody know, right?
So but I'm thinking, like, if they don't explain the, like, the changing character, then it's not really a character development to me, but it's, like, just a really good episode to show Rhoda's... What's her name? Rhoda Montemayor's? Acting ability. So
right, which was a good thing.
But you got to learn more about Rose because she was like, well, you know, she went to college when she was a youngin', and all she did was like write papers and do this and do lectures and whatever, and so she never really had to have
she
fun.
She skipped grades. She did a Justin.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and she's not annoying. So great. That's great.
Well,
fabulous.
I don't mind Justin. You know, Blake Foster, who did his actor, but just the concept was just totally done wrong.
Right.
And that's why so many people hated it.
I agree.
I'm sorry, but you said Blake Foster did his actor.
Shut up.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
It's the meds.
It's the meds. Lisa's in trouble.
I was just going to say that.
See?
Okay, yeah, but no, I understand. Yeah, it's just like, it was kind of like, because like, he was made into like this perfect kid, and it's like, come on, no kid would act like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's why.
Not to mention the bowl cut.
I mean, I think it would be...
Bowl cut.
Not to mention
the
what?
Bowl cut he had.
The bowl cut.
Oh, yeah, the bowl cut. That,
anyway,
yeah,
sorry, Katie, you were saying?
Yeah, anyway, I would have thought it would be funnier if they had Tommy and the gang trying to keep him quiet, you know, trying to bribe him to not say anything, you know, act like a normal kid would. He'd be like, oh, God, I'm a Power Ranger. Oh, and the others are like, no, don't say anything. Don't say, you know?
Right. I think, like, one episode was, like, he was getting picked on by this bully, and he pulled out his key to morph, but then, you know, he, like, put it back. He was like, nah, put it back. And I'm like, damn it, he should have morphed, son. That would be awesome.
I mean, yeah, that would be a reasonable, you know, scenario for the show. But, I mean, Justin's concept and character, how they were portraying it, was just, ugh.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for the kid, though, because, like, imagine, like, being on the set with all these, like, adults and crap, and, like, you're the only kid, and you don't have no friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, everyone's, like, mad older than you.
I agree. I mean, I felt bad for Blake.
Yeah. Well, the concept...
And then the audience doesn't like you, so it's like, you can't win.
No. And so many people, like, hate Blake because he just was Justin, and that's... It's not fair to him.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Poor Blake.
Yeah.
And another tangent. So, we go back to...
Sorry.
What were we talking about? I forgot what we were talking about.
The episode.
How did we get to Justin?
King for a day.
Rose.
Or
well, no. Rose.
No.
Rose being able
to
act something, yada yada.
She was,
The kid
her earlier
being,
days.
Yeah, early days being a kid going
genius.
To college. There we
go.
Brought it back. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm happy for that, you know, that we got to learn that about her, because it's like, hello, we got to learn about a girl in the first few episodes. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome?
Yeah.
Usually girls get shafted.
Exactly. I mean, it happened in Mystic Force. Bad.
Yo, there were girls in there? What? Really?
See? See?
Where were they?
Poor Madison.
He is a man, so.
Poor Madison got more got less focused than Nick's bike.
Really?
Yes. It's true. It's so. Everybody's like making that joke, but I'm like, you guys, it's not a joke.
It's true.
It's bad.
She was a good actress too.
Loved her.
What I've seen of her. She was very. She had
loved her.
She had so much potential, but they didn't do anything with her, which just broke my heart.
Right. And there was an episode in which the first scene was, I haven't done much.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, she says that. And that's, like, awesome.
Near the end, at the very end, if it wasn't for her basically telling Nick to shut up and grow some balls, they would have been dead. You know?
Well, they had to throw her a bone at the end. I mean, they ain't do nothing for the whole season.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I bet you they were thinking of Vita first to give that line. But they're like, no, wait. Madison hasn't said nothing. We gotta wake her up. Wake up, Madison! Wake up, Madison! Go on the set!
What?
You know? So. Yeah. But yeah, so like, damn it, what were you talking about? We were talking about before.
Yeah.
Rose! Was awesome. Okay, good. So then she fought off Beatrix and crap and that random monster dude and Yarg. And then they found the treasure and she's like, there should be. It's a beautiful and crap. And then Mac all of a sudden knows that like Brownbeard is in her.
I was wondering that. I wasn't sure if he knew when he knew or how he knew.
I would say that maybe he's smart enough to realize that, hey, this is not Rose. This is, like, the ghost all up in her grill.
Yeah.
But it was, like, I mean, at least mention, or at least give a shot of, like, maybe them traveling through the forest and him, like, giving Rose a weird look or something. To show that he realized, oh, snap, she's, like, you know, she's Brownbeard. You know what I'm saying? Something. It was just like, okay, yeah, we know that you're in Rose. Okay, so come out now. Like we knew that all the time, you know? Like, no, y'all didn't. I don't know. That was kind of weird. But then he came out.
Yeah.
And then he's like, suckers! I'm gonna keep the jewel, son! and then he runs off or something.
And then they get all blasted. And Miratrix
by the monster. They get blasted by the monster.
And Miratrix takes the jewel.
Mm-hmm. She's like, it's mine, baby! Oh, gosh.
She can't act.
Just, no. I was rooting for her, too, but no. Just no. Just
the
no.
The Miratrix girl thing? Person?
Yeah, I mean, like, I liked her in Dax's episode. You know, like, I didn't mind her. The rest of them didn't like her. But I was like, you know, she's hot. Woo! But now, like, when she, like, keeps talking and stuff, it's like, stop. Please. Stop.
Now you know please why stop. We didn't like her so much, Lisa. See?
So. My bad. Okay.
Lisa's admitted it.
She might get better. She might not suck. So, then she takes the jewel, and then that's the part where they go back to the mansion?
Yes, this is where they cut the episode on Jeddak's wet. Yeah, this is the spoiler for Kara.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so like after it was at, like Rose, you know, told Brownbeard, look what you've done, and now you've, with your greed, you did blah, 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 and they storm off, and then so you see Mac and Rose back in the headquarters.
Mm-hmm. With Spencer.
Randomly.
Spencer.
With Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the little talk or whatever. I forgot what they talk about. I forgot. I really do. But all I know is all kind of awesomeness. Oh, they talk. He introduces, like, the new Zord. He's like, yeah, if you need any help, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, I think the monster came back.
And Spencer made one of the funniest jokes ever. He was like, they said, yeah, you know, we love you so much, Spencer. And he goes, yeah, but it doesn't reflect in my paycheck.
I know.
I was like, yes.
I love Spencer.
It's the best lines.
Spencer, oh my goodness, Spencer with the line, the nice, he's the best written
yeah.
dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how come they can't write like him, I mean, for him, like the rest of them, you know what right. I'm saying? Like, I mean, the Rangers don't have to, one of the Rangers doesn't have to be stupid and annoying. They could all be kind of cool, yeah. you
Are
know?
They getting these ideas from fan fiction writers? I'm serious.
No, they're not stupid enough to read that.
No, but they are going more towards, like, everybody's fit into these nicely neat stereotypes or whatever. More,
well, I think
more so.
I think partially that's Disney, though.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. So
stereotypes have been happening since day
well,
one, though.
Yeah, but, like, every you can see Bridge, and then there's Nick, and then there's Dax, or, yeah, and then am I missing somebody in between? But, I mean, they all seem to follow the same thing after Disney.
I think I see what you're
like
saying.
Like, more so than before.
Yeah, like, the lines themselves aren't as deep. They're all, like, with Ronnie, almost everything that comes out of her mouth is about, like, her driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or some reference to cars. Or something drooling over a Zord because it's a vehicle, because, like, it moves.
Her orgasming.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I can see what you're saying. It's like, I mean, yes, they can have their hobbies, and yes, they can be kind of sort of stereotypical, which, like, each one of us are in some way,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
you don't have to be, like, I mean, like, one of the lines, not in this episode, but it was another episode, was like, man, I just feel like I blew out all four tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
Come on! Are you serious? Really? Really? Did you really have to make a car reference right now? Right now? I don't think so. So,
well, obviously she did.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, but at least Rose is awesome.
Yeah, I like her.
Rose isn't your stereotypical geek. That's what
yeah.
she's supposed to be, but she's not.
Which is
you know,
great.
Yeah, which is great. But, in Dino Thunder, people were saying that, yeah, Connor, Kira, and Ethan were stereotypical, you know, their own characters, but, you know, they kind of grew out of that.
That's true. Like,
and
yeah.
and Kira didn't only talk about playing the guitar, and, okay, well, okay, Ethan did talk about a lot playing games and stuff, but he dissed
Connor. But that was
Connor.
His character.
He liked to diss Connor, so that was awesome, alright? So I'm like, okay, fine. You talk about the games, but diss Connor some more. That's awesome. That's great, right? And then Connor, he didn't always talk about being a jock and crap. I mean, like, he had his stupid moments, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he
yeah.
wasn't always like, I'm the jock, I'm gonna play soccer, you know?
That's true, yeah.
So he had his moments where he was like, everybody's like, what are you thinking, Connor? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I think one of the episodes was like, Kira had our new video.
Oh,
she was all,
I remember
like,
this.
Mad gothic and crap, but like techno, whatever crap.
And she goes, guys, tell me what you think.
And then Connor was about to say something.
Something, he goes, can I say something? And
they're like, Connor.
Connor. All of them. Connor. Even Dr. Oliver.
So, yeah. I mean, like, that stuff, it's like, okay, you know, it doesn't have to shove down your throat that they have hobbies. It's just like, you know, they talk about,
yeah.
I don't know how to say it because I'm on meds, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yes.
So
thank God for Rose, who's more, like, multidimensional than they are. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. And Mac, too, because he reads.
Yeah. Yeah. He reads.
Is he the first one that can? The first writing chart? Sorry, I am totally dissing everything.
Yes, yes. He's the first Red Ranger that can read. That is awesome. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to have a Red Ranger that's hobby is reading, so.
That's
and
actually
who
cool.
helped out with today's mission, telling them about, you know, the myth or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
Hello, Red Ranger's not all too bad. That's great.
Max is not annoying. I mean,
yeah.
most
Max.
Of the red.
You mean
Mac?
Mac.
I meant
oh, Lord.
Mac. Mac is. I said Max. You know,
I
added the S.
Apostrophe S. Yeah.
Anyway, he's not annoying as most of the other Red Rangers have been. I mean,
right.
everybody, it's all about been about Red Ranger this, Red Ranger that, you know. He's been really toned down, which makes me really like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
It makes me really hate Nick!
Yeah, in comparison, it's just like night and day is night and day.
It's
which
so
is
bad.
Awesome. So yeah, man. So like, then we get to the fight where Rose is like, "Yo, I'm gonna handle this. This is my fight." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "All right, if you need any backup, I'm right here. But go ahead." So like, she faces off the monster mad hard. She was gangster.
Yeah, she
looking gangster. I hear myself. Wait.
Do you?
Yeah. Wait. Oh no, not now. Oh wait. See? Damn it.
It echoes.
Someone's
yeah.
speaker's up too loud or something.
How's that? Lisa, is that okay?
Let me see. Da 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 da. Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Then I had to move my mic then.
But I can't talky.
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Yes.
Oh, now I hear me. No, I don't. No, now I do. Oh man. This is fun. So wait, talk, Katie.
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Coolio. Okay, that was weird, but anyway, so yeah, she fights the monster. That's awesome. And then she gets the new Zord.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then what you call it? And then she gets in trouble with the new Zord. So then Mac comes in to save her.
Which is good.
Which is cool. It's alright. Alright, you know, she's allowed to be kind of saved. It's okay. It's alright. She was kicking butt before. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And then...
Lisa doesn't like Pink Ranger scare.
Oh.
She... Yeah.
That's the title of the podcast.
That's the title.
I got a lot of flack for that recently. Like, oh, your name on your podcast is No Pink Spandex. So that... One person said it looks anti-Power Rangers. Another person said, oh, well, you hate all Pink Rangers. And then this thing. And something or whatever. I'm like, well, really, it was inspired by Kim and Catherine, who I could not stand at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't stand them.
I can't stand like, Kim. I like Catherine. You shut up, Lisa.
Well, whatever.
I like both of them.
She has weak knees for a damn dancer. That's all I gotta say. But, yeah, I mean, so it was inspired by those two, because I couldn't stand them. And Ashley, who's really a Pink Ranger, but they changed it to yellow at the last moment.
Ashley? Oh, right.
Yes, face. Nice. Didn't like her at all. Right? And then Kendrick was kind of boring, but I kind of liked her, but I kind of didn't. So the first one I ever really liked, really, was, what's her face? Jen.
Woohoo! No.
Jen.
I know you like that. You're like, yes! Woo! You know?
I'm biased.
So
for everybody who doesn't know. But anyway.
She's in love with Eren.
Anyway, on to the episode again. What happened? What?
Oh, what happened?
The episode. Oh yeah. So then they fought the Zord action, yada yada.
Yeah,
it was kinda short.
That crystal that they were trying to find, the eye of the whatever it was. Miratrix had put it in the monster's little compartment thing, and it made it stronger and made it grow. And yeah, that's what happened
right.
to that thing.
Uh-huh.
But
couldn't handle it. Yada yada. Blew up.
Destroyed. Yeah.
They got that crystal thing.
Beat
oh
the
yeah,
monster.
They were trying to. Okay, they were trying to. Okay, I don't understand this. Right. Brownbeard came out. Right. Was trying to like help out Rose. Right.
Yes.
Then when she got into her Zord, and then like he was trying to help her out or whatever, like it was a part the something of the like the monster was cutting down like some kind of metal tower thing which was about to fall, so like he was on the like he was trying to like dodge the metal tower when it was falling, but he's a ghost.
Apparently, so, it hurts him still. I don't know.
I don't understand. He's a ghost.
Nah.
It shouldn't hurt him.
Who knows?
Katie.
I don't know.
Katie.
Sorry.
Karen. I don't know.
I
should see.
I know, but come on, logic. If you're a ghost, you shouldn't be able to get hurt. You're already dead.
Lisa, it isn't logic. This is Power Rangers. Come
I was
on.
Just gonna say.
Damn you all! Logic will reign. Logic will reign. Okay, but yeah, so that was kind of weird. But yeah, that was the Zord action, and monster gets blown up, and and they get back the Brownbeard gets back the crystal jewel thing. Mm-hmm. So they head back to the mansion.
They try to put it on the sword that they found in the previous episodes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it doesn't fit.
And they're like, oh my gosh, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. What happened?
It's not the jewel of the corona or whatever it is.
OMG, we're going to die. It doesn't fit. Right? So Rose gives it back to Brownbeard. He's like, well, we don't have any use for it, so you can have it. And then he's like, okay, I'll trade you. So that he goes into his beard, mad hard, searching, and he finds his pearl. And then all of a sudden their trackers all beep up. You know, something. I don't know. All of them are thinking, man, hard. So, like, usually they take the tracker and that's how they track the jewels or whatever to see, you know,
how high the energy is. It's
uh-huh. Yeah. So yeah. This one, the pearl was 100. It was like, oh, snap. 100. So they put it on the sword and it's like, bright. And yeah, they're like, OMG.
They're like, oh, it's the crystal. I'm going, wait a minute. A pearl is not a crystal.
I know. I mean, I was kind of like expecting a crystal.
Maybe it's supposed to turn into a pink crystal later.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it will turn into a crystal. I mean.
Or maybe maybe it's not one of the jewels.
But they have to be.
You mean the
sword is like a key to where they can find the first jewel or something?
Maybe.
Could be one of those things?
Maybe.
Well, that's what I like about the episodes, that like it's almost the treasure hunt aspect of it, like how it continues on from each episode to each episode. That overarching kind of,
continuity. Which is an improvement over Mystic Force last year. Mystic Force, it was every last five minutes.
Oh, really?
Not even.
2 minutes.
30 seconds.
What do you mean, they get a new spell each time?
At the end of each episode, the plot would progress according to each episode in the last five to 2 minutes.
Oh.
All the tension grabbing stuff happened there. I'm going, well, why couldn't they put this in the middle of the episode? It was bad.
Uh-oh. Here's an example. You got an episode where, okay, this didn't actually happen in the same episode, but because I don't really remember, but you had this episode where Nick and Vita, Vita's on the turntable, she walks away for a moment. I think she walks out of the store. She comes back, and she's still hearing music. She's like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So Nick is all on the turntable, scratching, mixing, whatever, doing her thing. She's mad angry. So she's like, that's my turntable. And he's like, well, you should share. That's mine. You should share. Blah, 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 blah. So then they go fight a monster.
Random fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Spell happens. It turns out that they're even more angry with each other or whatever, so they fight over it. Blah blah blah. I'm angry with you. You shouldn't mess with my stuff. You shouldn't mess with my. Basically, that's most of the episode, uh-huh. Right? So then they fight, then they break the spell, then blah 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 blah. And say, let's say, oh, you come back from the commercial, 30 seconds, you see Lily in down in the underworld or whatever, I forgot what it's called, and you're like, she opens up the Book of Prophecy. She's like, oh, I don't want to be the Queen of the Vampires. Dun, dun, dun. End of the story.
Yeah, it was totally random. I'm going, wait, what?
Right. Oh.
The story progression in that season was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
The SPD had no plot, really, until the end. It was at the beginning and the end, but nowhere in the middle.
True.
DT had a plot near the beginning. It kind of faded at the near the end, and then come on, Lisa. Come on.
Not true. Lies. But yeah, I mean. He's gonna kill me, but yeah. That's what usually happened in Mystic Force. Like at first, like the first few episodes, you're like, oh snap, that's kind of cool. Oh snap, like when we found out Lily and Necroli were daughter and mom and mother. that was kind of, I was like, oh snap, that's kind of cool. I mean, that was revealed
that
in
was,
like
that
2 minutes.
Kind of cool.
But, you know, that was kind of cool. But then we started seeing the trend and it was like, okay,
yeah.
You can't have a filler episode for most of the episode and then tack on 30 seconds of like cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
You know, so at least Overdrive is doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Overdrive has a nice flow to it.
Right.
Flowtastic. So, yeah. So, that's cool. And then that's where, at the end of the episode, you see Rose back on the island with Brownbeard and gave him a cut.
Mm-hmm. Now he's no beard.
But why did they have to fly back to the island?
Who knows?
Remember, no logic.
I don't know.
No logic. It's all happy.
It's
good.
Happy time. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I mean, it was cool, but I was like, but he's a ghost. He can get there by himself. Whatever.
Yeah, it was weird.
But yeah, that was the episode.
Yeah. But that has been the most solid episode so far. So, yeah.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people.
And you
agree.
Only saw half of it, and you already know.
Well, yeah.
You know
they
saying?
Had a good setup in the beginning, so it was good. Yeah.
Which was awesomeness. Mm-hmm. So, yes, and so now this is the part of the show where we rate it from 1 to 5.
5 being the best, or?
Yes.
Okay.
5
yes.
being the best, 1 being die.
We've never really given a 1, but we came awful close last night.
No, it wasn't last night. Oh, no,
yes,
that was with the other the,
is
the
this
movie.
For, oh.
yeah, Karen, Lisa and I did Fall Guy last night, which is going to be a future episode we'll air later. But
I've
no.
heard.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we were this close. Oh. We were like, damn.
It was craptastic.
Not even Dr. O saved it? No.
He did. That's why we gave it a 2.
Oh. Okay.
He was probably the best actor in that movie, period.
No,
he was.
That's the sad part.
Whoa, that's saying volumes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
No, some of the we shouldn't be talking about this.
Yeah, we can't. We were like, oh,
we'll fill you on the
spoiler for you. Ooh.
Viewers.
Teaser.
We'll fill you in later,
okay.
Karen.
Teaser. So, yeah, so we have to rate it. So, I will rate it. I'll go first this time. Ha ha ha. I gave this a 5. And you know why? Because I love it. Everything was awesome. Rose was awesome. And that's all you need to know. Rose is awesome. It's her episode. She's awesome. It gets a 5. I would watch it again. That's how awesome it is. I don't care what anybody says. Everyone else who disagrees with me is a commie. They need to go. They need to die. It's awesome. The end.
Oh, great.
Next.
I'll let you rate it, Karen.
I'm going to give it. I'm gonna. Well, dude, like after what Lisa said. Okay. I'll give it a 5 too, just because I would watch it again. We'll have to find
she
out.
She doesn't want
to
die.
Yeah, and I just want to see more character development in the coming episodes. Like, not let it die out, like you said, it had happened with SPD or what's that, Mystic Force? Yeah,
Mystic Force.
Sorry, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
That other one.
No, that's okay.
And
no, okay. Yeah.
It was good.
The bastard child, as we call it.
Pink Ranger, good focus. So.
Yeah.
Woot. Katie.
Can I give a decimal pointage?
You can do
no.
whatever you want.
No,
damn.
She can't. No, she can't.
Damn.
Katie.
Decimal point.
Pressure.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
Commie. Communist.
Let her speak.
I wanted to give it a 4.75, but you know I can't say that it's perfect. I'm sorry.
Well,
because there's so much. Some of it's kind of illogical.
It's
but
Tiara.
It was a very.
Go ahead. Sorry.
She got me. She got.
That's why I gave it a 5, or else it would go down to.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
But it was a very very good episode.
Yeah.
It's not. Perfect.
That's true.
I mean, I don't think we've found a perfect episode yet, but I don't consider it perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sorry. I'll let you slide for now because I kind of do need you for next week, so I can't kill you. Damn it.
Oh, really?
Can't kill you. Sorry.
Well, we're going to have to kill Jared later.
That's for another time.
Yes.
Off the air. So, all right, yeah, so I think we is done.
Yay.
Unless, you know, there's anything else that's, like, on your mind that you want to talk about real quick, or...
Yeah, if you want to talk about anything, Karen, speak up.
Out of curiosity, what do you rate of 5? Like, give me an example.
Fighting spirit.
Oh. Oh, fighting spirit.
Dude. It was awesome. It could have been, honestly, it could have been any ranger, but it's awesome.
It had the good shock factor. I mean, I totally did not know that whole, what, people, they didn't give us any clue as to what was going to happen in that episode. And then when it happened, I was like, whoa.
Yes.
So yeah, I would say Fighting Spirit is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Another one. I'm bringing it back now. See, this is something other than Tommy Gleason.
Come on.
Another song and dance. No, okay. I'm gonna bring it back.
Another
song and dance.
It's awesome. It's so funny. But I was gonna say that one.
Another song and dance is probably a 2, Lisa.
Okay, you're on crack. It was the funniest crap ever.
It was funny, but it's...
It was
I
funny.
Cannot watch that episode because it's so...
funny!
I know, right? It's so funny.
They get negative points
funny.
For...
Oh, Karen's gonna die. But, no, I'm gonna bring it back. Lost Galaxy, The Rescue Mission.
Oh, yes, that was a 5.
Dude, see, I haven't seen, like, any of these. Well, I've seen Fighting Spirit, but I don't remember it. I'll watch it again.
Lisa, come on. Lisa, come on. No, but the one rescue mission in Lost Galaxy where they had to save people from this one ship that I guess was
haunted,
you know,
or had some other beings on there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They had to rescue people, and it was just a really fun episode to watch.
Think Serenity, only think Serenity, right? They're on the ship, and like all these like the people are coming after them, and like they have to like literally like bust their way out of there. Oh my gosh, it's so awesome!
Okay,
this
is in the middle of the season,
footage.
And this is.
I'll look for it and I'll watch it.
Yeah. No, that is a definite must watch.
Lost Galaxy was not my favorite season.
Mm-hmm.
I consider it a very boring season, but I have seen that episode and I do agree it was very, very mm-hmm. good.
And it helps when there's no Sentai. All American. I'm serious. I mean, there was so much Sentai in Lost Galaxy that I was like,
it's what brought it down. I think that's what happened to it.
You know, mm-hmm. So when I saw that episode, I was like, "What? This is awesome! I would watch it again." So yeah, that's a 5 to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely
mm-hmm.
5.
What would we consider a 1, Lisa?
Dang, I have to think.
Now, if we say Jared's favorite episode...
What's his favorite...
He just wants to have fun. It's so a 1.
That's his favorite
just
episode?
He wants to have fun. He loves that
yes.
episode for some...
He loves
Why?
Rocky.
God,
oh, that's
reason.
Right. He does. I remember.
Like
Rocky
like
was
Rocky.
Awesome in Zio, but...
Yeah. But not as Red.
No. So Rocky just wants to have fun. It's so a 1.
Lisa. Here's probably a 1 for you. Rita's PETA.
No. No. No.
No.
No. Because
it's Tommy episode.
Dude, it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Him eating everything. I mean, like, I wanted him to eat Aisha. That would have been awesome. he wanted some chocolate. There you go.
Oh.
I thought you liked
I can't believe he went there.
I love Aisha. I'm like one of the rare people who love Aisha.
I liked Aisha too.
Okay, I liked her too. I didn't see any problems until
people were like, she's the black Kim. And I'm like, yes, but she's not Kim. So it's like, she's black.
No, she was not Kim.
She's not Kim. So she's awesome. I don't care.
Well, I consider Kim kind of slutty myself.
Oh,
but,
snap.
Sorry.
Damn. S-word.
But, no. Aisha was just very warm and loving. That's what I liked about her.
I loved Aisha. Mm-hmm. She was great. But, yeah, I'm telling you.
And I liked Tanya, too.
Tanya was awesome. Loved her.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, she took the place of Aisha, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, she's good.
Wait, people were complaining that she took the place of Aisha?
But
they didn't like Aisha.
Well, some people who liked Aisha didn't like Tanya. It's weird.
Odd. Whatever. Yes. I thought they were both awesome. I'm sorry. Loved them. Love, love, love. Yeah. And that's why Tommy should have ate Aisha, because he was hungry in that episode. That'd have been awesome.
Oh my god.
I'd like to see you write an episode, Lisa.
Yes!
Well,
one of these things.
Well, you guys write fan fiction, right? So, that's almost equivalent.
Yeah, all three of us do.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So,
yeah, I mean, you know, I try to do what I do and not try to make it so, like, another fan fiction about Tommy and Kimberly.
That's true.
Jeez. Just stab them dead.
There are some fan fictions on fanfiction.net mm-hmm. that I do like that are decently good, but every other one is Tommy and Kim. Tommy
right.
and Kim or Jason and Kat. I'm going,
Jason and
Kat,
really?
Yes, there are some.
I don't mind Jason and Kat. I don't mind Jason and Kat. But I've seen a lot of Tommy Kim, though.
Lisa, have you seen Slashes?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are.
Tommy Jason, awesome. Awesome.
Ew.
Awesome. You know it's awesome, don't lie. But what's a one to you, Karen?
What's a one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember a lot, to tell you the truth.
Well, you can remember. I mean,
let's see. One. I'm thinking about the grandma matchmaker one from space.
Oh, grandma
or
matchmaker.
Something. Or.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember much. Let's see.
Need not say more, because any episode with Carlos and Ashley, both focused, hello.
Yeah.
Deemed for failure.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Let's have a moment of silence for when PR died on that specific day. Okay, here we go.
mm-hmm.
Again, I'm on the
I can't
back.
Remember any more of it, but yeah, that one. I'm trying to pull up the episode list right now, so.
Yeah, I can't really remember that episode. I guess it was that bad.
It was all about Ashley's grandmother is in town, and she wants to hook her and Carlos up.
Alrighty.
And it was really painful. Very painful.
Very painful.
I wanted to seriously watch Barney.
Are you kidding me?
Barney was good entertainment. After that. It was too awesome. So.
Lisa, I consider Barney a zero. That's
I used to watch Barney when I was younger.
Oh, I can't stand Barney. No.
I used to watch Barney. I mean, I knew all the songs too. It was crazy.
Ew.
It was crazy.
Ew.
I wrote out like my own TV guide kind of thing, and then like there would be like 12 slots of Barney. It was crazy.
How old were you?
7. Yeah, 7. The ripe age of watching a lot of television and burning out my retinas. So. Okay, so I guess on that note, I think we're gonna stop. Bye.
See you guys later. Bye.